Hashanah. You got the Hebrew word, you know, the old YU Musaf Rosh Hashanah ploy. But there is a Rambam that's mashma that the real Tzila B'Tzibur is only Chazaras Hashatz. And that's the reason, because that's the only time everybody is in unison answering Amen. And really, when you're davening privately, you just have a bunch of people in a room.
Does that mean you shouldn't be studying anything else or like that during the
That's for sure you shouldn't.
Well, no, I'm asking.
Anyway, you shouldn't. That's a din. Yeah. By the way, if you ever daven in Zilberman, everybody ever daven in Zilberman in the Old City? Zilberman in the Old City, they have a unique style of davening. Sukkah de Zimra, they come together. Because everything that's said out loud, everything is said in unison. Every word. Everybody says it out loud together. Except for what the Chazan says. What the Chazan says, so then the Chazan says it. But anything like Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvakos, everybody, Kriya Shema, everybody says it together in unison. It sounds like one voice. Everybody blends together. Even Amen, the way of saying Amen, the way you're supposed to say Amen, takes around 2.5 seconds to say Amen. If you have the Kavanah during Amen that you're supposed to, no, I timed it. What you're supposed to be thinking about when you say Amen, and it's supposed to take the amount of time it says to say Kael Melech Ne'amon. So I timed a lot, 2.5 seconds. If you go to Zilberman, Baruch Atah Hashem, Rofei Cholam, O Yisrael, Amen. Maybe 2 seconds, between 2 and 2.5 seconds. They don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo. So it goes much quicker. Anyway, so the first time I davened there, it's a whole experience. They don't even say Birchas Kriya Shema. Only the Chazan does. Chazan's motzi everyone in Birchas Kriya Shema, and except for Kadosh and Baruch Kavod Hashem in the Komo, everyone says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh Hashem. Every syllable is in unison. Then Shmoneh Esrei, Shmoneh Esrei. Shema, everyone says out loud in unison with the trump. Then Chazos Hashatz Amen in unison. It's not shot like Amen. In perfect unison. It sounds like one voice. Amen. It sounds like camp. You know, and who's going to get the watermelon? So, and then Yehi Shmei Rabba. It's in perfect unison. Yehi Shmei Rabba. Like 100, 150 people there in unison. The Yekis do that also, rather. Anyway. The first time I davened there, it was, and then they said Hallel, it was so beautiful. They sang Hallel together in perfect unison. They shook the lulav in perfect unison. Do Lashem Ki. I got the wrong niggin because they sang it. They had a unique niggin. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Hoshanas. Unison, perfect unison. Hoshana. Anyway, why am I telling this little story for you? Because when I walked out of there, I had a hergish that for the first time in my life, I truly davened b'tzibur. And I realized that when you're in a room, in a shul even, shul, it's just a bunch of individuals davening, but everybody's doing their own thing. And now that was my hergish. I said, you know something? For the first time, I davened b'tzibur. Anyway, getting back to your question, I don't know what the answer is. It's a good question. Why is the silent Shmona Esrei called Tefillah B'Tzibur if this Mishnah Berurah here brings out from Rishonim that it's called B'Yechidus? Good question. Good question. I don't know the answer. I have to think. Maybe because the whole maybe it has to do with the fact that the words of the Tefillah are in the plural. So by the fact. No, that's just a description of the malachim. It's nothing. It's neutral. But here, since you really should be davening for yourself, but you're davening in the plural, so maybe by doing that, you're bonding with everybody. Maybe. I don't know. It's a very, very good question. Okay. But it could be a takanat tefillah b'tzibur. Look at the Rambam. Like, the real tefillah b'tzibur is Chazaras Hashatz. I have such a thing in mind, because in Wayuu they make they worship that. Yeah, the Tefillah Bit Tzibur and Tefillah Hat Tzibur. Right, very good. Hey, Rabbi Greenspan, you're good. Wayuu guy, you're into it. So do you do that on Rosh Hashanah? Muslim, you don't do it. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. We ran out of time. Sorry, boys and girls, we ran out of time. But I think we developed two very important principles that we're going to continue with B'li Nedar on Sunday. One is that from the Lashon HaGemara, you see that a person thinks in concepts. Maybe a person thinks in pictures. A girl asked me, a seminary girl asked me, and when she says Hashem's name, what's she supposed to think about? Very, very good question. Most people don't even ask it. Like, what's she supposed to think about? Is she supposed to conjure up an image in her mind? Well, that's awesome. Because I taina, everybody does. When you say Hashem, Melech HaOlam, let's assume for a moment you have in Kavana. I know it's a leap, but let's assume you are. Melech HaOlam. So I think everybody conjures up an image of this old man on a throne. I think. I don't know. But then maybe not. I'm not sure. Maybe, Taka, we think in concepts. And it's impossible for me to describe what goes on in the human brain when I say Melech. Because what's going on in my brain is a concept. And in all the years of my life, I formed a certain idea of what a Melech is. And to say that I think the word Melech would be absurd. I'm saying the word Melech. What am I thinking if I have Kavanah? I'm thinking what the word means. I'm not thinking of the dictionary definition of Melech, that's for sure. When you have Kavanah, Pirush HaMilos, Melech. So I'm not thinking in my mind, a sovereign. It's absurd. So Elamai, so now there's still two possibilities. That I think in images or in concepts. Thinking in concept is very hard to conceptualize because I can't describe what's going on in the brain. If it's not an image and it's not words, it's what the Maral would call sichli, like a transcendent concept, an idea. A concept, it's neither word nor image. The girl was bothered by, if you think an image, it's like bad. Say Hashem. At first I thought we do. That's all we do. What we can. We think of a king on a throne giving orders.
But I don't know. When you say Hashem Melech Olam, basically Melech Olam is actually, if you look at the word structure, they're adjectives.
King of the universe.
Right. King. They're adjectives. Hashem is the. If you will, the noun that those adjectives belong to, and that's the concept.
It's not an adjective. King of the universe is not an adjective. I'm sorry. It's a name. It's another thing that he is. He's Melech. Hashem Melech.
Right. You're trying to describe Hashem. That's what an adjective is. You're describing the noun. I mean, if you look at the structure of a sentence.
Well, that's right. When you say Hashem hu melech ha'olam, that's not an adjective. If I say Obama is president, president is not an adjective. President is a noun. I'm describing him by using another noun. Obama is a name. Hashem is a name. Hashem is a name, but the name has a meaning also, because it means Ha Yehovah V'Yiyeh. Where it means I don't call. And that's what I'm supposed to think about. All right. I have to go. We have to. Good, you're all very, very good questions.